This is Nature Notes, a Maine Naturalist afield. I'm Glenn Muddlehauser, an ecologist and naturalist with Maine Natural History Observatory.
I'm Tracy Faber, and this is the second season that I've spent as one of the banders at the Petit Manan Point Owl Banding Station. I've been working in Maine for around 10 years with seabirds and now with owls as well. I'm Coco Faber. I am the other resident bander here at the station, and I've also spent about a decade working in Maine and now a couple of years with these owls, and we are also sisters. So our voices should sound pretty similar. So we're out here pretty much every night, starting at dusk until 4 a.m. And we have a little setup of mist nets down here on Petit Manan Point, and we are catching northern saw-whet owls on their migration routes. A lot of times when people are trying to catch birds, you have to think about what time of like year and what they're doing when you're trying to catch them. And so we're trying to catch these birds that are migrating and just moving through the air. And so we need to be able to catch them out of the air. And so we have these really fine mesh nets that we put up in areas that they're likely to move across. And we also have audio lures playing calls that will attract them. And so when birds come in to investigate why there's this unusual call for this time of year, they see what they think is an open space that they then try to fly into. And all of a sudden they're hanging in the air in our mist nets, and we can go and take them out again and start looking at how much does that owl weigh? How long are its wings? How old is it? And we also put a uniquely numbered band on that bird.
But most basically a mist net is essentially the same concept as a fishing net. It's just suspended sort of vertically in the air between two poles. And the idea is that they hit the net, they get tangled in it, and then we go up to the net and we very carefully untangle them from it and extract them from that net.
And so most people probably don't know about northern saw-whet owls, but they're actually the most abundant owl species in North America. They're just very cryptic. They're mostly around, and hunting at night. They also migrate at night, very high up in the sky. And so people don't know that they are, flying over you in the fall and in the spring as they move back and forth between their wintering grounds and their breeding grounds, which are mostly in the northern U.S. and southern Canada, in boreal forest and hardwood forest.
And saw-whets are very small, so we often have this mental image of very large owls like barn owls and great horned owls and barred owls, but a saw-whet owl is quite petite compared to those species. And so they weigh about as much, if you held two grocery store chicken eggs in your hand, that's about how much, or maybe even a little bit more than the average saw-whet owl weighs.
A little bit less than a stick of butter.
Mm-hmm. Yes. and that also just makes them a little bit harder to find. They fly a little bit more under the radar. And this is also a species where before people started really investigating their migration through mist netting, people really thought that there just weren't that many of them. That when they were trying to think about the just abundance of individuals in this species, that estimates were relatively low. And that when people started actually setting up mist nets at night, and especially when they figured out that they could play these audio calls and get way, way higher capture rates from that, like before that, people didn't realize just how many of these birds there were. And people thought that it was like just a relatively minor species abundance wise. And now we know that it's actually one of the most abundant owl species in the U.S. And that is a really cool example of how doing this kind of work can lead you to like pretty radical realizations about a species that people thought they knew something about. And also the importance of keeping track of these populations in this way.
Yeah. It turns out there are owls all around you.
There are owls all around you.
That was Nature Notes, a Maine Naturalist afield from the Maine Natural History Observatory. This program was produced by Glenn Muddlehauser. The theme music is Keeper of the Light by Hallie Pottle Parker, performed by Hallie Pottle Parker and Kate Pottle. For more information, you can go to mainenaturalhistory.org. You can find more episodes of Nature Notes on the WERU archive or wherever you get podcasts.